Welcome to Brightly Storytime. I'm Miss Linda. Today we're going to read a story about owls. It's called Hoot and Peep by Lita Judge. Peep was finally old enough to join her big brother, Hoot, on the rooftops. It's the perfect night to teach Peeps all my owly wisdom, thought Hoot. Peep thought it was the perfect night to sing about the magic of the moonbeams. Shweep, she peeped.
No, no, no. It goes like this, Peeps. First, we are owls. We say, hoo. Second, we always say, hoo. Lastly, we only say, hoo.
There. He was done imparting all his owly wisdom.
Sweepity peep!
Listen to me, Peeps. I'm older. I know more. We owls simply say, hoo.
Hoo.
Bong.
Sweepity peep coo. Ding dong bong.
Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Hoo means hello, goodbye, good morning, and good night. Hoo is the only way to say everything. Hoot forgot. Owls never shout. Peep had nothing to say and just flew away.
The problem with Peep, thought Hoot, is she won't listen to my owly wisdom.
The problem with Hoot, thought Peep, is he doesn't believe in singing about the mystery of things. Peep believed in whispering to an ancient wind.
Sweep, dingity-dong, sweep, dingity-dong.
And singing with the slip-slap of waves against stone.
Slippity-slap, slippity-slap.
Hoot knew he was right. That is, until he started missing Peep's songs. Without Peep to listen, there didn't seem to be a point in saying hoo anymore.
Dingity dong! Slippity slap, slippity slap.
Then, Hoot heard Peep's sweet voice drifting on the wind. The sound was like magic.
Sweepity ding! Sweepity dong!
Hoot realized he had made a big mistake. Little sisters have their own owly wisdom. Can you teach me your song, Peeps?
Dingity dong.
Soon, the night wind rang with songs of joy and love and magic things.
Slippity slap, sweepity coo.
Hoot and Peep sang together, but each in their very own owly way.
Dingity dong, bong.
And that, they thought, was why it was a perfect night.
Thanks for listening to the Brightly Storytime podcast. If you'd like to hear more stories, you can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And visit readbrightly.com for more information about today's story, as well as resources to help moms, dads, and educators grow lifelong readers.